The offenders wear ankle bracelets that track their position and alert the Wisconsin Department of Corrections when they're not where they're supposed to be or when the GPS signal is lost. Critics say the monitors often sound alerts when they shouldn't, landing offenders back in jail, and sometimes don't go off when they should, potentially endangering the public. Madison criminal defense attorney Jessa Nicholson says she's represented many offenders who have repeatedly spent hours or days in jail because their monitors went off in their homes, at work, or at other approved locations.
I think it's actually extraordinarily emotionally difficult on GPS monitored offenders because there's a constant stress of watching to make sure that your equipment is working properly, and there's really no confidence that you're going to be able to live your day-to-day life.
Republican Representative Gary Bies of Sister Bay says he doesn't have much sympathy for the offenders, but he is concerned about public safety and the cost of the program. As chairman of the Assembly Committee on Corrections, he plans to ask the Department of Corrections for more information.
I'm concerned that we have an accurate monitoring system, and I'm also concerned on costs because the Department of Corrections has a very big budget. Anytime that we can conserve funding in that area, we can then use those funds for other areas.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says last year the state paid an outside company more than $4 million for GPS, home monitoring units, and electronic alcohol detection units. Governor Scott Walker's proposed budget recommends $10 million to expand GPS over the next 2 years. DOC officials said they are not aware of any problems with the program. Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.